Later this morning, at a ceremony at Áras an Uachtaráin, President Michael D. Higgins will appoint Emily Logan as Chief Commissioner of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. That's a merger of the Equality Authority and the Human Rights Commission. Their job, to make sure that the state meets up to its human rights and equality obligations. Emily Logan is here, and you're very welcome, and congratulations on the appointment later this morning. What will you do and how will you do it?
Well, the new legislation, which commences tomorrow, legally the powers that are invested in the commission will start tomorrow. And there's a range of very significant powers. The legal powers have been extended and they include, for instance, looking at equality legislation. We have 50 live cases in relation to equality legislation where people can seek legal assistance through our work. We also have the opportunity to act as what's described as amicus curiae, and we have a lot of live cases going on in relation to that at the moment that thematically, just to give people an example of, things like housing, trafficking, we have a case of extradition. We also have a case of relating to the retention of telecommunications information. So there's some very significant legal powers, commenting on legislation and inquiry powers. In addition to that, the softer powers, but the ones that I'm really think will change the commission for people, is the engagement powers. So we have an obligation to promote human rights and equality. In addition to that, we have a role to promote intercultural understanding. To do that, that's about education. It's about interacting with civil society, who may be closer to some communities than we are as a commission, hearing directly from people themselves, from all sorts of communities. And in particular, we're going to try and encourage people to support people to exercise their own rights. So it's not simply about people advocating on their behalf, but also hearing directly from people themselves.
You're going to be reporting to the Oireachtas and not the Minister for Justice, as the two former bodies would have. Why and what difference, if any, would that make?
Well, this is very significant in terms of, just by way of background, the genesis of the commission has its origins in the Good Friday and Belfast Agreement. So we have a commission in both north and south of the island. So it's a requirement of the Belfast Agreement. And essentially, this is really about putting the Human Rights Commission on a very independent footing. So instead of reporting to the Minister, we will now report to the Oireachtas. In addition to that, the second key change in terms of accountability.
What difference does that make?
What difference does it make? It alters completely the relationship that the Commission have with the Oireachtas.
How?
So we will account. Well, there are three things. The first is that we have to produce our first strategy. We have to put that before the Oireachtas. We have to account in our annual report to the Oireachtas. In terms of our financial accountability, we now have a director who's an accounting officer who will account directly.
But what difference does it make doing that to the Oireachtas as opposed to the Minister for Justice?
It makes the office much more powerful than it had been in the past. It also ensures that you're operating in a space that's unfettered in terms of any interference from government. So it assures the independence.
The office is dominated by government.
Well, I think what you, certainly my experience as an ombudsman and an independent officer for the last 10 years is that your work is taken much more seriously. You get much more opportunity to interact across parties throughout the Oireachtas, and it gives credibility and a status to the work that's really important.
Niall Crowley resigned, it's nearly 6 years ago now, as chief executive of the Equality Authority because its funding was cut almost by half at the time, 43%. What did you make of that?
Look, this is a six-year-old story. I'm not going to spend the next 5 years of my term talking about something that happened 6 years ago. That was a very personal choice for Niall Crowley. My job for the next 5 years is to assure that we have adequate funding
to do
the job. I believe that we do. For starters, we have an increase of 2 million given by the Minister for Justice this year. We have a budget of 6.3 million, a staffing of 47. And we're about to embark on our very first strategy. So we haven't even appointed all of those staff. We've only about 22 staff. So it's almost like a startup rather than a merger. So it's far too early to say whether that budget is adequate. Come back in a year's time and I'll give you a better answer.
The Human Rights Commission wanted an independent inquiry into the Magdalen laundries. Now, the then Minister for Justice, Alan Shatter, said no. What do you think?
Well, I think our work as a commission is to try to give advice to the government on any of those kind of inquiries. I mean, I'm meeting with James Riley, the Minister for Children, next week in relation to the mother and baby homes for the same reason that we would look at the equality and human rights framework in carrying out any kind of inquiry. And there are three key things that should be looked at. The first is that any inquiry like that should be statutory. It should have the relevant powers in terms of compellability of documents and witnesses. And crucially, they should hear directly from survivors.
What else do you want to look at?
Well, I mean, we've a very broad range of powers in relation to the the legislation provides a very broad range of powers. So it's anything in relation to civil and political rights, economic, social, cultural rights, And it's right across the gamut of human rights. I mean, this week we saw a number of issues. For instance, the UNICEF report on child poverty. We saw the Lydia Foy case and withdrawal of that legal action on the basis that the government is committed to enacting the gender recognition bill. We saw the events in Waterford. I mean, every week there'll be something. So we're not going to pick off issues. We're going to develop a strategy that allows us to work in a way that will engage with live issues.
I see your old job as being advertised today in this morning's newspaper, that of Children's Ombudsman. Any advice for anybody who's interested in the job?
Oh, I shouldn't. I don't think it's good to be advising anyone coming in, but I absolutely loved the 10 years. It's a fantastic opportunity of influence. And just to go back to that, independent, being an independent officer and reporting to the Oireachtas is really critical in terms of the credibility of the institution.
Emily Logan, thank you very much for coming into us and good luck in your new job.